Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein here. Josh has lots of stuff to say. So many things going on. You have to be like a info news ninja, literally moving your sword at the speed near light in order to bat these things out of the air. There's so many things going on. Josh, I'd like you to comment on whatever you see there, because there's lots. It's like a swarm of killer bees trying to come at you, and you have to knock them out with your samurai news sword. So go ahead and do it.
There's a lot going on. Look, As far as the Attorney General is concerned, I'm not real thrilled with this pick. I mean, this is somebody that worked for George H. Walker Bush from 91 to 92, was the Attorney General back then, and ultimately, from what I can gather, is an establishment type. I don't understand why President Trump felt the need to appease the left when we have increased seats in the Senate, so we could pretty much get anybody we wanted confirmed. I think there was much better choices, from Judge Jeanine Pirro to Joe DiGenova to even Christie to even Trey Gowdy, outgoing House member.
Trey Gowdy would have been very good, wouldn't he? He's very incisive in his talk.
So many other people. I don't understand why we chose a guy. Why? Just because he was confirmed by Senate Democrats in the past? I don't want someone that gets confirmed 100% to nothing. I want someone that barely gets confirmed at all, because that's when you know it's usually a good pick.
Well, I have a feeling what I see going on, because we need to have you and I and other top experts, I call the Samuel Council, get in touch with Trump. Trump is off the rails now, isn't he?
Not necessarily off the rails. I just think...
Well, one rail is getting rusty. Tucker Carlson made some very incisive comment. He wants to support Trump, but Trump is not being Trumpian, is he?
Well, look, I would disagree with Tucker Carlson in his whole assessment.
I'm not going wholly over against Trump. I support Trump. I just want Trump to think, well, this is temporary. I hope ours is temporary, and he'll spend some time.
Happened here is he listened to Mike Pence, he listened to Jared Kushner, and he listened to Ivanka, his daughter. And that is the wrong thing to do. Ever since Steve Bannon left the White House, this White House in particular has been less conservative. Because when you had someone like Bannon giving him the right political advice, things were happening at a much bigger clip.
Well, you remember that movie there with Steve Martin about the man with two brains?
Yeah.
The brains left,
yeah.
His political brain now left the White House with Bannon,
Listen, you have a situation now where President Trump should and will continue, hopefully, to just do his own thing. He cannot be managed. He can't be micromanaged. He cannot be controlled, and he cannot be given advice to. And because of who he is, and because of the leader and the leader qualities that he possesses, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Because he is somebody that should not be taking advice from others, and therefore he should be, you know, doing his own thing, because it's what got him to where he's at now. Now, did he make mistakes along the way? Yes. Does everybody make mistakes? Absolutely. But I think that as long as he listens to the inner voice inside of himself, instead of outside influences like his daughter and his son-in-law, I think he'll do a lot better.
Right. I agree. What do you think would happen to Macron if he's trying to see if he can tell bosses to give bonuses to people? They're there financially. The middle class in France is about to crash. And these taxes are going to kill the middle class. And he's trying to be really arrogant over it. We've got to save the planet by, you know, besmirching nationalism, a French nationalism, which is destroying their culture. They've got so many immigrants there. They've got like 8 or 9 million now known Muslims in there. And many of the areas are no-go zones for the citizens. They have a situation now where the taxes are so high, and these enviro taxes are going to destroy the middle class completely. And Macron is such an arrogant SOB, he thinks he can ram it through, and the people are now ready to have a French Revolution again. I mean, I don't know if they're going to pull the guillotine, but the geopolitical guillotine, I'm sure the blade is getting sharpened.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, I think that when you have hundreds of thousands of French protesters saying, Trump was right, Trump was right, we love Trump, I guess, you know, they finally understand that socialism is not the answer to all of their problems. They have tried it under Francois Hollande. They have tried it under Le Pen. They have tried it under Macron. That's just the last couple of leaders in France. You did have that one guy with the supermodel wife, but he wasn't really a hardcore conservative. I forget his name. And so, you know, they need to go and understand that. And now you have May Day, obviously signaling surrender on Brexit. These countries need to get away from the European Union. The European Union is cancer. It is an absolute cancer
for
the survival of Western and Eastern Europe, but mainly here, of course, Western Europe, where 30 countries reside inside Brussels' control in the Western
Europe. And by the way, we don't want the escape phenomena of Germany and other major superstates in Europe to become the rise of the Fourth Reich. I mean, if it doesn't happen right, what will happen in the rise of the Kristallnacht and the rise of the Third Reich could happen again with a crazy escape against this tyranny, which I think is also possible.
Well, look, I think that there's a possibility that you could have a rise of that type of behavior and mentality, but I don't necessarily think that this time around it would be aimed directly at the Jewish citizens in Germany. I think they would be aimed at many of these migrants and at many of these Islamists that have come into the country. I would hope to think that the majority of the German people and the nation of Germany has moved past the anti-Semitic hatred. Are there pockets of that? Yes, there certainly still are, and I don't think you're ever going to get rid of all of them. But as a whole, as a complete generation, do I think the German people on a whole are all anti-Semitic? No, I honestly
don't. I'm not thinking about the anti-Semitism.
The aim may be against the migrants in the future if they were to do a quote-unquote another uprising of the...
I'm not thinking about an anti-Semitic rise. I'm thinking about a rise of conservatism that goes off the rails and becomes totalitarian. Not necessarily anti-Semitic, but you're right, against the migrants, against the idea of losing national sovereignty. Austria, Hungary, and Italy are already literally making signs that they're ready to leave the European Union.
Right.
And Macron's comments against Trump a few weeks ago saying that he believed that nationalism was in a blotch against the human race and that Trump was wrong. This preceded the riots that occurred with all the yellow jackets now.
Exactly. And that's why they're screaming Trump is right.
Right, of course they are.
Because they understand that you can be a nationalist. You don't have to be a socialist nationalist or a fascist nationalist. Being nationalist, which means that you have self-pride, determination, self-rule, self-governance in your own country, And that doesn't mean that you want to control all these other people and hurt these other people and kill other people and concentrate other people. It doesn't mean that at all. And yet
no.
They immediately go, when you say the word nationalist, for that matter, some on the right, immediately go towards Nazism and fascism.
Yeah, all it means basically, they want to control their central economy, they want to control immigration, and they want to control their border. I mean, excuse me, a country without borders is not a country, is it?
Right.
It's a parking lot. You park your butt there and you get benefits. That's what they're trying to do, is turn the countries into parking lots. How's that?
You like that? You know what I think could happen in the future, especially if this unabated immigration is allowed to continue in many of these countries? You may see a faction of Western Europe break off, and I'm talking about factions in Germany, factions in France, and in Italy, and in Spain, and in Denmark, and you know, and in other countries, even the UK for that matter, and they may create their own country of just conservative nationalists for that new nation.
It's like a return in Germany to the cantons that had separate autonomy, right? Remember that in Germany?
It could be. It's a possibility.
Up until the turn of the century, that's what Germany was, a number of cantons with their own kingdoms. Right. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Is the Brexit. And again, Brexit is a symptom, just like the symptom of populism. It's not just Trump. The symptom of populism is rising because the events that are pushing populism helped to make Trump rise in America, but also helped these other populist leaders in Italy, Hungary, and Austria to rise, and also populism everywhere, even in China. China's trying to fight against it with social media, and our Google and our social media companies trying to rate people with rates. It's going to blow up in their face. If you hold blasting caps in your hands and you try to play with them, you're going to blow your fingers off. But if you have your hand wide open, the blasting cap won't blow your fingers off. So the Chinese trying to suppress their own population, it's going to blow up on them. And in fact, I've seen some experts that are on Fox News that talk about the end of China. China is heading toward catastrophe. They're now telling their own troops and their vessels to shoot at American vessels or warn them to not go in their water space around the little kind of weaponized islands in the South China Sea, the most busy transport lanes in the world. This is suicidal on the part of the Chinese, and you might shake hands with Trump and say we're not going to have increased tariffs, but we have to see the beef, as they say. I have Xi, who wants to be an emperor. He is an ass of the nth level, and he's going to screw himself in China, and the rising powers of India and other places are going to take over the industrial markets. And by the way, the rise of 3D printing, robotics, and artificial intelligence is going to wipe out 30% of blue-collar jobs anywhere in the world. And there's no need to actually export jobs to a third world country. We can do it all here with these technologies. What we have to do is reinvent what an economy is, because the blue-collar workers aren't going to be reinvented into something else. Those jobs aren't going to exist in 5 to 10 years. They're gone.
Well, look, right? I think that there's a lot of emerging markets, not just India, of course.
Right, and those markets are, the Indians actually got characteristics. They don't steal their intellectual property. They speak English. They're basically like dark-colored Brits, to be honest with you. And their middle class is huge, and their intellectually go back and forth, and they don't have the predatory attitude that the Chinese have. The Chinese have a very predatory attitude when you look how corporations go over. I had a guy on the show a few years ago who had a windmill company. They went over there. They forced him to hand over intellectual property. Then they started manufacturing in his own factory a competitive product, literally stamped and actually stealing his patents for windmill power generation. And then eventually drove him out of business in China, and he had to go home, packing home, and lost a lot of money. This is what's going on in China, and it's gross. And the Chinese aren't going to get away with it much longer because Trump's going to put the squeeze on him. He's got the left and the right testicle of Xi and these PLA members in a vice grip, and he's going to squeeze as hard as he can. And if they think because he doesn't have the House, it doesn't mean anything, actually, the fact he doesn't have the House guarantees 2020 that Trump's going to win with a massive landslide. And Nancy Pelosi is walking around in pre-dementia saying it's unethical to build a wall. We should call this the wave election, because they're going to be waving bye-bye, because the Democrats will be dead and geopolitically buried for decades, because they don't have any emerging leader or plans for America or the world. The Democrats are irrelevant now, aren't they?
Well, look, I think that, and I've said this before, I think they're going to overplay their hand. You got Adam Schiff with his crazy stirring eyes saying that Trump's going to go to jail. You've got Jerry Nadler saying that we're going to bury all investigations into Hillary Clinton. But, you know, thankfully we have the Senate. We have the presidency. The president has a huge club onto the Democrats' heads, and that is releasing the FISA warrant information and abuses, which I believe that he's going to do, especially if they try to bark up this tree. So I think it's going to be very interesting come January. But I don't think you're going to see as many investigations as they're promising. Even Pelosi even mentioned something today about term limits. I don't know if you saw that. Pelosi rebels discussing term limits for leaders. I don't know if she's just talking about term limits for House and Senate majority leaders and speakers, but I would like to see term limits on everybody in Congress.
Yeah, it should be like the ancient law in Rome called the Cincinnati Rule. Cincinnatus was a farmer who was very popular in the Roman Senate, remember, thousands of years ago? But after he did a couple of terms, he said, that's it, I'm done, I'm going back to farm. And he was very popular, but people realized it should be citizens that work in the government and go back to their job, don't make it a permanent job, and literally, with corruption, feed their job. So, like, you know, these politicians often, they make their political position one where they actually are selling off their political wares to all the best bidders, whether it's corporations or individuals, and this basically turns D.C. for the District of Columbia into the District of Criminals. That's what the reason is. So term limits are key to decriminalizing the District of Criminals area of our country, isn't it?
It is, and I think that when you put everything together and you look at it in its totality, you can clearly see that where we're headed and from where we were are two different locations. And I think that coming into 2020, if President Trump builds the wall, which, again, I don't know if he's going to do, if he's going to be stalled in the House, which obviously they're not going to want to appropriate funds to do border construction, maybe he can do something with the Senate. And if not, executive order, because he does have the right to dictate where the money goes in the budgets. He has the right to dictate where the money goes for the Pentagon, and he can take 25% of the Pentagon's budget and have the Army Corps of Engineers build and construct the border wall. He can
Kudos.
Do it. He could do it, and he could do it without Congress.
Kudos. That's exactly why I'm in total agreement. Our brains, we must have a parallel brain today. Because you and I are saying precisely the same thing. Trump, be Trump. Do that now. Also send the army into Mexico and Central America. Clear out the cartels that are making these places unlivable. Send these people back. If you want to have a Bracero 2 program, vet people. If they're vettable, put a tracker anklet on them. Keep them in work camps on site so they can't get off and go to the city. make sure that they don't ever think they're going to get citizenship, keep half their money like Bracero did 60, 70 years ago, and send them back in air-conditioned buses with bottled water to their home country, but clean out the damn cartels. These cartels are working at the behest of our intel agents like the SAD, Special Activities Division of the CIA, managing the cartels. That's why Fast and Furious under Barack Obama was giving delicensed guns with no serial numbers on it to our cartels fighting other cartels. You have to understand that $2 trillion is off the budget, so it has no oversight by the President, Congress, and Senate, and it's criminal. What we have is a fractured government where it's a need-to-know basis what the hell's going on. So I'm sure Trump doesn't know about everything, including space modification of weather to special weird projects that have been going on for decades, like MKUltra. I have a feeling he really is not fully informed by all the crap that's been accumulated over five, six decades since the Second World War. I mean, he really doesn't know what's going on, does he?
Well, look, I don't know. I mean, I think he knows a lot.
I know it's a lot, but his behavior indicates he doesn't know at all.
Well, he's not getting us into, you know, unwinnable wars. He's not getting
us. Oh, no, that's just a common sense. The guy's decent. He's reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the doubt that he knows a lot more than
he needs to open up this gourd of crap that's been going on inside different divisions of the government. Just look at the Justice Department and these people. They're so embedded in the government. I mean, he's got GOP anti-Trumpers, even in the White House, negotiating with foreign countries. He's got, I call demon rats, like Judge Pirro says the same thing, demon rats. It's terrible. I mean, he's like going in there, and he's like a bear rabbit in the briar patch. He's in there, and he's trying to get out of the briar patch, but he's now stuck with briar burrs all over him. It's terrible what's going on.
Well, here's the thing. He's a businessman, and he's looking at everything from a standpoint.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Miss that class of negotiating with a dragon. You don't negotiate with a dragon. You take a sword, and when the dragon raises his arms up, you turn the sword sideways so it goes between its ribs, and then when it lowers its head because it's dying, you cut its damn head off. And what he's doing is trying to negotiate by trying to give things. The only thing that the British need and the UK need is to be able to send goods back and forth maybe 10 or 12 times across the European border so they don't have tariffs. The rest of it, Britain needs total autonomy. And Europe needs to smarten up because they're destroying the economies of major nations. France and Italy, which are two of the biggest economies, are static. They haven't grown in 10 years. And Germany is crawling at a very tiny pace, even though it has this giant industrial base and high technology, because the crazy rules that are being made by the Europeans and Brussels and Strasbourg are strangling the economy. Now, of course, they want to add enviro rules, which is why France is now in revolution. And they may not hold out the physical guillotine, but the geopolitical guillotine, I'm sure, the blade is being sharpened for Macron. As far as I'm concerned, his days are numbered now. He's really ticked off the public, and his ratings are so low. And the thing is, the leaders are natural leaders in Italy, Hungary, and in Austria. And in fact, even in Hungary, they're actually blackballing Soros, so his school and everything there is being shut down in Hungary. They're not tolerating this crap anymore. They're just not.
What you have right now in Western Europe is you have places like in Hungary and other countries that have elected new leaders that are anti-European Union. Then you have the other side where you have Merkel in Germany, who is a Brussels supporter. You have May in the UK, who is basically a Brussels supporter. And then, you know, you also have Macron, who is also a Brussels supporter. So you have these countries being run by these globalist leftist supporters of the European Union, and therefore they're listening to the European Union. They're allowing them to control their borders. They're allowing them to control their culture. They're allowing them to control their trade and finances and everything else. And what you have is complete destruction of these countries. Why? Because European Union is a cancer. It is something that's been put in place initially with a good intention to protect itself from harm from other countries. But in the end, as everything else, it was corrupted. And they looked upon it as an opportunity to grow, get more of these countries involved in this giant union, which goes to what they want, which is a one-world global dominance government. And it started in Brussels, and now Brussels wants a way to figure out how to force migrate people to the United States so that eventually they can control the United States too. And I'll be damned, we will die with our swords in our hands and our guns pointed before we allow globalism and the one world government to take over this country. We will kill to provide this country with freedom, liberty, and prosperity at all means necessary.
And I don't think people realize what's going on is much worse than the regimes that rose in World War One and Two. This is a global regime that has no national boundaries. And they're planning on doing it to every country in every area of the world. And, you know, their techniques are a little different in each country. For example, what they want to do with the communists in Russia and China is still totalitarianism. And they're trying to balk it, but to be honest with you, what I see happening, if it transpires, it's going to also not only guarantee financial catastrophe, but also nuclear war, biological, chemical war down the road. Because once you create these economic barriers and devastation, you also fuel the fires of war, don't you?
Look, bottom line is, I'd rather be nuked than live under socialism and communism in a one-world government. So, because that's not any lifestyle that I want to participate in. Now, when you think about it, Trump, one of the reasons they hate Trump so much is he's the only one of all the world leaders around the big countries that is not buying into the globalist agenda. And that's why they hate him. That's why they despise him, and they want to take him out. Because Xi Jinping is a globalist. The German leaders, as I said earlier, Spain had their issue with independence, and that was stopped. You've got Macron in France. You've got May in the UK. You've got Putin in Russia. You've got many of these other oligarchs and these other families in the Middle East. And you put this all together, and it's one giant cluster of one world government, and that's what they want. And America is one of the withholders of it. They're saying, no way, we don't want that. We're nationalists. We want to lead the free world. We don't want to be consumed by the one world government. And people in this country, with our Second Amendment and our rights to protect ourselves, will fight like we have never fought before, because we will be forced to. We don't want to, but we're going to be forced to, because we will not submit to socialism, communism, progressivism, collectivism, globalism, and a one-world government under any circumstances.
It doesn't matter. By the way, it doesn't matter what label you put on it. It's just totalitarian control.
Right. Bottom line is, we will not live under totalitarian. You will have to kill us. There are 63 million of us that voted for Trump. You will have to kill every single one of us in order to accomplish your goal, and that's not going to happen.
Right. What's the next major issue that you see conspiring before Christmas? So let's see this committee talking about trying to go after Hillary Clinton, and literally at this late hour, which is kind of ridiculous. And Paul Ryan, of course, blocked it over and over and over again. You know, I look at some of our local leaders here in California that were on the committee. This is pretty depressing that they didn't proceed with it. And, of course, we have these Democrats saying they're going to bury the investigations of Hillary and the other criminals that are involved with this. Uranium One, even Comey himself. Look at Mueller. I call it Mueller Gate. They shouldn't call it Russia Gate. Because Mueller-gate is the alternative that if we do get a real good attorney general, I don't know if this Barr guy will do it, but they need to start investigations to go after the criminal destruction of emails, the uranium one, the large amounts of money paid to Bill Clinton, $500,000 for half an hour speech.
Yep.
The situations that happened with the cover-up of 9/11 by Mueller, the Benghazi affair covered up by Hillary Clinton and Mueller. I mean, this guy has been involved with a lot of bad stuff, Mueller, so he's got a vested interest in keeping this thing going, doesn't he? So even though he's got a written answer from Trump, he's going to continue this BS to make sure that they don't start going after him. I think we need to go after him, and this will shut this damn thing down.
I've been saying that for the longest time. I've been saying that for a year and a half. I said, if you really want to end the Mueller investigation without firing him, just open up five separate investigations. One, appoint a special prosecutor to look into Mueller's investigation, so investigate the investigators. Two, look into James Comey's leaking of personal and private information to his friends at the New York Times. Three, open up an investigation into Uranium One. Four, open up an investigation into Fusion GPS. And five, open up investigations into Spygate and Susan Rice and all the other things that went on with Fusion GPS and everything else. If we opened up five simultaneous investigations, they would make Mueller and his merry band of Democrats absolutely scour, like turning the lights on in an abandoned, vacant building and watching the cockroaches scatter. Because that's what it would be. Because they would be answering question after question, subpoena after subpoena, testimony after testimony, and they would never have anything to do with looking into any kind of Russian witch hunt, because they wouldn't have time. They would be so inundated with all the other requests that would be completely drowned out. That's how you end the Mueller investigation. I said that probably 18 months ago.
Right, and by the way, you have to also realize that Comey and his confederates were involved with the illegal drug trade in banks who even go back to China, to Shanghai. And these people are criminals. But you have to understand, Comey is, like, he can't say over 200 times, I don't remember or I don't know, I mean, in his hearings. Or, there's still open investigations, I can't answer that. And he's there with his tall, puffy eyes, I'm thinking, boy, is he an arrogant, devilish monster. You know, honestly, puffy-eyed monster. How's that? I think he's got an allergy to the truth. That's why his eyes are puffy. He's got a truth allergy. What do you think? Either that or he's pretty demented because he says he can't remember anything. Amazing.
Most of you know that
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. On the Clinton News Network, CNN, and others, and you mentioned this guy was unfortunately the last name as you, Bernstein, but he's now a relation. Let's get into it, because it's almost like CNN is like we call, bad news flypaper. It catches all these hacks, doesn't it?
It does. And let me say this nice and loud and clear, and hopefully right-wing watch is listening. This Carl Bernstein guy, who unfortunately shares my last name, has never, and I'll repeat, never been a good journalist. All those days in the past, Woodward and Bernstein, he's always been nothing but a Washington political hack. He's a stooge. He's crap. He's no journalist. He's nothing more than a mouthpiece for the activist left. And now he wants to say that Trump is cornered due to the Mueller probe? Really, is that the same Mueller probe that right now Robert Mueller is under four separate investigations, including the Tennessee Bureau investigations, which is a current and active one right now? We've also got Jerome Corsi that has filed a lawsuit against him. We also have Roger Stone that is going against him. And we even have Paul Manafort going against him. There's four lawsuits against Mueller, the dirty cop. And this Bernstein character, who I am ashamed shares my last name, was on Sunday morning's edition of something called CNN's Reliable Sources. Well, first of all, you can't put the word CNN and the word Reliable Sources in the same damn sentence, because it doesn't make any sense. And then you have this other stooge, Brian Stelter, who asks Bernstein, and he says, well, do you think this is an impeachable offense? And he's like, oh yeah, it is, and worse than that, he's cornered. President Trump is not cornered. This Bernstein character, I would love to have him come on my show. I would wrap circles around him. I would show him what a true Bernstein journalist looks like and sounds like. But I'm sure he's a wimp and a coward, and he would never come on the Josh Bernstein show because he would be intellectually eviscerated in front of a live audience, and he'd probably lose all respect, any of the respect that he has right now, from the 17 viewers that watch CNN.
Exactly. Wow.
I hate this Bernstein character, this Carl Bernstein, who has my last name. It's a shame that he has my last name. I wish he would change his last name to, I don't know, something else. Anything other than Bernstein. Don't tarnish my good last name with the filth that you put out on CNN.
Well, why don't you advise him that his name, and you're going to need a lot only change, we'll call it Bullstein. How's that?
In the end, Josh Bernstein is going to be bigger than this tool could ever have been. I have more journalistic integrity in my little pinky finger than he has in his entire brain and body. And I hope Right Wing is listening, and I hope they put out an article that says Josh Bernstein attacks Carl Bernstein as a Washington insider hack. Tell me where to sign, and I'll put my name on it, damn it.
Well, where things are going is America's going to hit a crisis level here, and I believe before the spring or summer that the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, people like Ryan, whose father-in-law is actually deep in this, in the deep state, and all the recent things that went on, for example, all the epithets for George Bush Sr., who's a Rhino Republican, and Paul Ryan and all these others that are still embedded not only in the government but in the administration, I think it's going to reach a crisis level before 2020. And I think you're going to see Trump cleaning house even more by the time he's reelected in 2 years.
Well, look, I've been calling Paul Ryan Paul Rhinoceros for probably 2.5 years.
I even had
the guy that was running against him, what was his name, Paul Nealon, on my program at the time, and I endorsed Paul Nealon on my show, and then put it, and I sent it to Paul Ryan, I sent it to the GOP, I sent it to the RNC, because I wanted to make sure that people voted for him over Paul Ryan. Now, obviously, it didn't work out, and of course, Paul Ryan was reelected, but he is the biggest rhino in the House of Representatives. I'm glad to see that he's leaving, and you know, he's one of the reasons why we don't have control of the House right now.
Well, he's one of the main reasons, because if these investigations have proceeded, then the Democrats would have no standing, and the independents and the Democrats that are in the walk-away movement would have made certain that the Democrats didn't take the House. I think he's one of the main reasons why he lost it.
That's
isn't
it?
He even has a widow's peak, so he fits in with those shows
Eddie
back
Murphy.
As Eddie Murphy and the
Eddie Munster. He looks like Eddie Munster, doesn't he?
He does. He's got an Eddie Munster look. He just grew up a little bit.
He's got the little widow's peak thing in the front.
Yeah, exactly. He's got that really smirky smile, like, hey, don't believe what I say. Look at my smile.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, look at me smile, and let me talk about budget analysis and tax cuts. Meanwhile, let's have open borders. Let's have every criminal alien in this country unabated and unvetted. And by the way, this is the same Paul Ryan that has a huge fence up around his entire property, but yet leaves the southern border open like a sieve.
Amazing, isn't it?
No wonder Mitt Romney got crushed in 2012. Look who his running mate was. And Mitt Romney's no prize either. All we did was we took Jeff Flake out of Arizona and implanted him in Utah. He's going to be another thorn in the side of President Trump. You watch.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be Orrin Hatch, okay? Believe me. And Orrin Hatch was a good guy and was pretty conservative. Believe me, this Romney character, he wanted to get into the Senate just to show up President Trump. He didn't care about representing the people of Utah. All he cared about was revenge against Trump. And believe me, come January, he's going to be the next Jeff Flake of the Senate. Mark my words.
You can already see a kind of pre-existing signs that he's going to try to be a thorn in the side of Trump. I don't think it's going to work. There's enough new senators that he's just going to be he'll be a barking voice in the Senate that will not have any significance.
Well, look, I hope he doesn't get put on any committees, but I'm sure he will. And, you know, I think that Josh Hawley's going to be excellent. Marsha Blackburn is going to be phenomenal. She's going to be amazing. The Arizona seat was stolen, so now we have this communist in Sinema who's going to be a thorn in the president's side. Isn't that amazing? We had no Republicans in the Senate in Arizona because Jeff Flake was not a real Republican, and certainly John McCain was not.
And then we got
appointed one who was in the Senate before, in John Kyle, and then we had a stolen seat happen, and now we have an outright communist in Kyrsten Sinema.
Well, you know, she's got an appropriate name because I call it the Cinema of the Absurd. Do you like that? The Cinema of the Absurd. And, of course, you can see from the video clips through there, she didn't want people to know about her previous comments about the Arizona people or about Republicans. I mean, this person is a bizarre manipulator and a pure destructor of civil and decent society. I don't know what her mental state is, but it's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, she's horrible. She's a faker. She's a liar. She was exposed by Project Veritas, let's not forget, where all the people in her campaign said, oh, she's just acting. She's not really a moderate. She's not an independent. She's a hardcore leftist. Her own staff were the ones that said that. James O'Keefe's videos came out and talked about that. And, you know, look, she stole that seat. It's absolutely mathematically impossible that Doug Ducey, the governor, can win re-election in Arizona by 325,000 votes, and yet Martha McSally is up 17,000 on election night, and 3 days later is losing and loses the race by 38,000. And then what? She sits on her stupid couch with her big dumb dog and says, oh, congratulations, Kyrsten, you won a fair and fought a good race. Give me a break. I want to know who put her up to it. And I'll say this, too. This Grant Woods, this fake Republican hack, oh, this guy is just terrible. I don't know how Kyrsten was paying you, Grant. I have an idea how she was paying you. I'll say that. But you are a disgrace. I'm glad that you finally showed your true colors and switched parties, because you are a hack, you are a thief, you are a disgusting excuse for a human being, and you have tarnished your reputation forever in the state of Arizona.
Exactly. Amazing, isn't it? Well, I have a feeling that Arizona is going to be a hotbed of more communism, like Occasional Cortex, that you thought of that name a few weeks ago. That was really good. The Occasional Cortex. And her Cortex speaks on. In fact, she's violated some statutes by threatening to subpoena Don Jr. now. Why is she not wearing leg irons in an orange jumpsuit? Because Occasional Cortex, I think, is a criminal, isn't she?
Absolutely. She has broken ethics and violated ethics laws, and hopefully there'll be an investigation.
It didn't take her long, did it? Maybe they think when you're
even inaugurated yet.
When you're a socialist and you're a member like her, you think all of a sudden you're now the proletariat, you're the elite like in Moscow after the revolution, right? With the bullshit.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.